Welcome to another episode of the CP Podcast, man. I'm your host, CP, and it's the CP Podcast, the podcast where we talk about the shit. CP want to talk about. Woke up today. Well, my fault. I ain't even introduce my people, man. To my right, the night in the fight, if it was right, with the little.
You put on mute.
I thought I did. I know. I thought I did.
He might have unmuted on.
I might have unmuted. What I really did was. I wanted the volume all the way down, not just muted, but all the way down. Anyway, Maya is in the building.
Hello.
How's Roman?
He is great.
Was there any adventure today? What happened with Roman today?
Not much today. We're trying to give him food. He doesn't like eggs.
Tell it to us slow. I want to imagine I was there. So wait, so he don't like eggs? He be fooling. He hate eggs, man. That's one thing about Roman, man. He do not like. So what kind of eggs did you make? Like scrambled?
I'm trying to got to give him puree. So I fried up an egg, mm-hmm. and then I pureed it with a little bit of milk.
How do you puree it?
Just in this little baby bullet.
Oh.
You can make the baby all his food. Oh. He didn't like that. He did
I don't lie. That don't sound too sweet.
But it's gross. Yeah. It's gross. He liked the banana and the strawberry, and he liked the chicken and beans yesterday. Puree.
Yeah, strawberry and banana is an excellent combination. That's just like, you know, he not going to be a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's right in the pocket. Strawberry banana is like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't asking y'all for no papaya. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? He right in the pocket. Good for Roman, man. How's Tony?
Tony's good.
Is Tony eating his vegetables? Did he like his eggs this morning?
You know Tony eats a giant salad.
Hey, man. All right. And then we got Amir in the building, man. What's up, brother?
Not much.
How you feeling, man? All black today? It's sunny out, too. You just be against the sun. You are the shade. People just come stand by a mirror like, woo, man, it is hot out here, man. I'm sitting by a mirror, have me a lemonade.
It's not too warm today, so.
It's not, man. I'm talking shit. Man, I woke up this morning, man. First of all, I just got back from everywhere. I was everywhere.
You were in Palm Springs last week.
I was in Palm Springs. Then I had to go to Tampa. Then I had to go to Arizona. And I got back last night / this morning, right? I wake up. And then Sydney Castillo does a roast video about me.
A whole video?
Calling me a lesbian.
A lesbian?
Why?
Yeah, because he's been picking on all the comedians. You know, Sydney's been picking on all the comedians. And so I'm like, you know, like he did one about Kev. He did one about Tony. He did one, he did one about, shout out to Nav. He did one about Nav recently. And so...
People don't know that's Sydney.
Yeah, see it right there. Yeah, those are some of the pictures I used to roast him. Because I had to roast him back. I had to roast for my life. I had to roast for my motherfucking life. This nigga was coming to me. I'm like, I had to roast for my life. I had to roast for my life. You know what I'm saying? I had to roast for my life. Luckily, it wasn't that hard because he had on a two-tone pea coat. That we just had a lot of fun with. So yeah, we just talked about this peacoat, man. But nobody else rebutted, man. So I had to get him. See the peacoat right there? Right there. Look at him right there. Looking like a whole year. He looked like 1996. You know what I'm saying? Like, grunt, mom's on to this. And love is in the air, but I touch. And love me the right way. Ass jacket. That's the kind of jacket you got on. And when I touch, the magic's in the air.
This pretty girl is not Sydney Castillo. This dude is.
She is, though.
That is her name.
That's her name. That's why Sia can't be that. That's why his Instagram got to be said as funny, because this young lady grabbed her page early. As she should. He don't look like no goddamn Castillo.
He could be.
I mean, he look like a Jackson. He like a Jackson to me. Kind of like a Jackson. Anyway.
You got him, though.
Oh, come on, man. Listen, I don't play around with... When it comes to roasting, man, you know, people throw rocks at the throne all the time. And every now and then, it's an adversary worth addressing so that the public understands that you're not to be played with. You know, every now and then, it's like, all right, bro, this somebody for real who was like, this has to be addressed. You're not about to just be, You know, so here you are, a comedian who got a special on HBO and all that kind of shit. You can't say these things about me. I have to retort. People got to know I'm pure. Pew pew. What
Big Sean said?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So that make you understand he's stressed out. You know what I'm saying? Like you go to his new pictures, you like, wow, bro, what happened? He like, shit, cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, usually, you know, he looks cigaretted out. Shout out to Sid. Anyway. So yeah, it was fun, man. We need this for comedy. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's like I'm like a juggernaut when it comes to roasting. That's like my roasting style, is like juggernaut. Hmm. It's like all I need is an inch. And then if I get an inch, I can get 6 inches. If I get pause, Jesus Christ. But you know what I'm saying? Like, pause. Wow. But I'm saying, like, the point is, like, then I can get a yard. Then I can get a foot. It's like, from a little bitty nick, it could be like, bam. And then it turns into, like, you know what I'm saying? We got to edit that shit out, man. He was inspired by Kendrick, I know. But I came Kendrick owning. Pause. I came straight up K-Dot. Like, nigga, all right, bet. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Because what'd he say? Fuck the big three. It's just big me. It was me, him, and Craig. I like, bro, in roasting? Are you serious? That's like we having this big three debate and then Noriega jump in. Like, nigga, don't forget about me. I had what? Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. They were talking about goat shit. But, you know, nigga had to, you know, he jumped in. That is the equivalent of...
Pull up a recent picture. There we go.
Hold on. Yeah. But that's the equivalent. Hold on real quick. I'm about to record his my diss track to him right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's what happens when you don't go on Instagram for a few hours.
When you poketh thy bear, you know what I'm saying? It becomes something. You feel me? But then this nigga had the nerve to put fuck the big three, it's just big me, including Craig and myself, as if he is somewhere near the big three of the roasters. It's like, nigga, the audacity. The audacity. Like, nigga, what in the world? Wilding out got you thinking that it's like, what? That's literally the equivalent of Lil Mama jumping on stage when she jumped on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys was up there like, yeah, it's like, fam, with that two-tone coat looking like Focus Hope. I don't know if you're not from D, you don't know what Focus Hope is. But he got this two-tone peacoat. I guarantee you, when he go to the coat check, they come back like, sorry, my manager said that we got to charge you double because apparently this is two jackets. We got to charge you double for the two jackets. He got into a peacoat accident and had to get that left side replaced. Anyway, I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. 29th, 30th, 4 shows. Link is in my bio. Click the link. Because I want to do an investigative interview or sit down with Sid's barber from when he was a kid. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think Sid might be entitled to some kind of compensation. I think he might be entitled to some kind of compensation. Like, he's in for a big payday because there's no reason. Look how he look right here. And then for somebody to take that hair away, somebody was hating. I think they was digging in hard on the haircuts. He smoked a lot of backwoods. A lot of backwoods niggas can't feel their scalp real good. This man probably took advantage of Sid.
You think he used Nair?
No,
instead of shaving cream?
He could have shampooed Sid with Nair. But no, I think this looks serious. It looked like they put Nair in his food. He might have thought he had some sour cream on some tacos and it was Nair. It just looked like they got him to the core. So anyway, I'm gonna be in Fort Worth, Texas, this weekend. And it's 4 shows. I mean, y'all need to come down and check it out. We getting to the bottom of this whole thing, man. Sid is entitled to a big payday, and I'm gonna be at a big comedy. So yeah, that's what it is.
I'm neutral in this. I hope he doesn't think I'm taking sides. I'm just watching the progression of his hairline through these pictures where, but I'm still neutral.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah, he had one. When was this? This had to be like 2014.
Bye. We're not going into Sydney. We're going
to
talk about it.
We're not. That's my dog, man. Shout out to Sid, man.
We love Sydney.
Yeah, man. Look up Sydney is funny. Go to all his shows. Tell him CP sent you. He going to be in Netflix as a joke this year. Yeah, man, that's cool. He's a writer for Wildin' Out.
This is his reaction to this podcast.
Yeah, that's a great picture. Anyway, what's up, man?
You want to hear something interesting?
Yes.
So dude has a rare disorder that he looks at regular people, but he sees demonic faces.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Do he ever see anybody that look regular? Like, does he see demonic people in certain people? Or is it like everybody he sees a like distorted version of them?
Everybody. But he can recognize people. So he'll see people that he recognizes, but they look distorted. So he's sort of like, his mind is just making him see something different. Prosopometamorpho.
Mm. That's a long
Can
word.
Can I tell you something?
See, I just butchered that.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Could he be lying?
I mean, I suppose he could be lying. The doctors say...
Like, how can we see his POV?
I don't know.
Like, if you saw everybody like this, how would you know that people didn't look like this if you saw everybody like this your whole life? Like, if you saw everybody like I might be seeing people in a distorted view, and I never realized it because this is how I've always seen people. What would make him have a juxtapositional point to be like, wait a minute, unless this is something that just slowly came about?
See, for him, he's much older. So, and he's been, this particular man, he's much older. He's 59, and he's been hit in the head. He had a disease recently, and also he's got a cyst on his brain.
Yeah, it sounds like this nigga trying to get a check to me. That's like a four-check symptom sheet. Each one of them, he should be able to get a check for. Like, I got a check, can't work. Got a bubble on my brain, and... I see demons, and I got hit in the back of the head, and I'm 59.
Well, that's the thing. Have you ever met anyone with face blindness? Do you know face blindness people?
Nah, what is face blindness?
They don't know your face. They, like, can't register faces. They have face blindness, and that's an established disorder.
What you mean they got face blindness? I don't understand. What you trying to say, though?
When I first met someone with face blindness, I didn't quite understand it, but...
What you mean? So they can't recognize faces? So like they don't even know what the hoes look like?
Well, the person that I knew who had face blindness could still recognize body types. So he'd recognize me to be like, oh, this is her body type. So I
Freaky nigga! Freaky nigga! And you just, oh man, y'all just be going for it. Y'all just be, he can only look at asses. And that's how he is our friend, Tony. I don't like that guy. He's my friend, Tony. He can only look at my ass and squeeze it for him to know it's me. He has face blindness. Oh, hey, I'm about to have face blindness. I don't know you hoes. Come here. Come here. Give Uncle a hug. This nigga, man. Right, y'all hear Maya, but I tell Maya an alien landed in the desert. She be like, where are the facts? This nigga told her, I can't recognize you. Turn around.
No, this is a long time ago. No, you didn't squeeze anything. But yeah, this is an established disorder, which says, I think, yeah, Brad Pitt does have it. That's what he says. He could just be like, I don't.
So you telling me this nigga who only fuck badass bitches is doing it by mistake? You know what, dog? Listen, goddammit. The world, we are in a simulation right now. What is going on? What is all these makeup diseases? This is. The doctor, look, face blindness. You know why he says that? Because he can't never remember people's name on set, probably. And there's probably some assistants. Hey, Mr. Pitt, he's like, shit. fuck. You know what? I have face blindness. I don't remember your name. And it's like, man, and they could run with it, man. Anything these niggas say, man, get the fuck out of here. No, okay. I don't want to hear that face. I just like, no, it probably is some. So wait. So what does it look like? It look like this right here. Go down. Where all them kids with that blurred out face. Everybody look like they on First 48. Right here between the two black pictures. Down one.
This one?
Over. Right here.
Oh,
yeah, right there.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. That was the telling somebody where to go with the mouse on the screen is so frustrating. You're like, down.
Because you're just like this, and I'm like, where?
Down.
But yeah, I mean, it's like this. You can hear the voice. And I guess they must not be able to register faces because they can see other things. Like this guy who sees demons, he doesn't see demons in cars. Like he can be like, oh, that's a Tesla, that's a Chrysler or whatever.
Hold on real quick, Maya. I need to address some shit real quick. Truth Booth goes say, dig this. Last couple pies, they barely talked about any conspiracies. Hope that doesn't continue. First, the fuck of all... I literally said when we started, we talk about the shit CP you want to talk about, dog. That's, dog. Oh, my God. Say it again. Say it. Listen. We could come in this bitch and talk about orange juice for an hour. And if you're not fucking with us, then you got to get, it's like, who cares? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Maya? I never, all my favorite TV shows, I never turned on Martin to be like, man, I hope Gina not tripping today. Last week, the episode was fucking crazy. And I just want a good episode of Martin roasting Pam without Gina. It's like, duh. Shut your ass the fuck. Anyway, so motherfuckers can't see people's faces. They see people like this. Mm-hmm.
No, this always confused me. I'll be honest, this confused me. But then when I read this, that this guy has a rare disorder that makes people look like demons. Did you ever see The Devil's Advocate? That movie?
Mm-mm.
Robert De Niro?
Mm-mm.
Keanu Reeves? It's a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Devil's Advocate. And you know what's crazy? Is I may have seen it. You know how you walk in, your people watching the movie, you sit down and you watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like... Nah,
he
damn.
Plays the devil. It's a really good movie. Like it's ahead of its time.
Okay.
And so
they do like a lot of face morphing in this. Like you see like who's demons. Okay. So I have seen that in a few movies. Okay. And I think that this is a good segue to talk about the obvious canal or exit off of this onto what the bigger issue with this is that. What do you think about there being people in our society who are not really people? You know what I'm saying? Like, are there artificial people in our society? Are there demon entities in our society playing people? Are there shapeshifters in our society playing people? Like, is this big ass human? Are we all real?
See, that's an interesting thought experiment, but unfortunately, a lot of people aren't mature enough to have it, and it kind of goes yada yada down the line to I can mistreat people because I believe they're NPCs, and so they start to dehumanize.
Okay, no. I don't. But see, here's the thing: I don't want to go down the path of NPC because to me, NPC is regular Joe, right? Like you know, NPC is like. They're not like disposable, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, are there people in our society that are reptilian, wearing the human mask? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like what movie was that? Okay, I'm watching this thing with my daughter right now, Percy Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm.
The new Percy Jackson. And so like, it's people who are like demons inside of, you know what I'm saying? Like, witches and people who've been here for hundreds and thousands of years who never age, who never die, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, these things have been talked about the same way that giants get talked about, the same, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, are those things here?
Well, okay, so there's two ways to approach this. So either they're wearing, like, skins.
Right.
So... they just look like humans, but they know that they're not humans. Or are there different kinds of souls that incarnate in human bodies? So for all intents and purposes, those people are humans, but there's like an old soul
mm-hmm.
or a new soul or something like that. Like someone who's really innocent because it's their first time on this earth.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I love that song. I'm a new soul. But that's also like when you listen to that song, you know, similar to what I did with that Jordan Poole will use that song too. You know what I'm saying? Slow it down, make it crazy. I'm a new soul. Mm-hmm. I came to this strange world. Ah! Like, coming in, bam, UFO blasts a house down, hoping I could learn a thing about how to give and take. Snatching motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, man, Jordan called me. Anyway, I think that I'm talking about that skin thing being like so primitive, 70s, 80s type of technology. I'm talking about straight up meat mechs. You know what I'm saying? Like
robots?
Like, not necessarily robots, but android. Like, you know, they have robots that are like fleshy little kind of like blobs that they can control. What's significant about that is that now you have this organic style of robotic component that could take the shape of a lot of different stuff. You know what I'm saying? You see what they could do with the robots. They got them bitches flipping and dancing, and that's all kind of shit. And that's with those rigid confinements of that machine, right? So, you know, like, I think that, of course, we always say truth is stranger than fiction, but then also there are things that we can't fathom. So it would almost behoove you to start almost like trying to manifest, fathom shit that you just can't even think about, and then like backtrack that to possibility, right?
Yeah. How do we know that we're not all some kind of robot?
Well, because we're
just a biological robot.
Because we know our parents, quote unquote, who we've been told our parents was, and then we've been taught what the reproduction cycle is, and then we see it in all of the animals around us and all of that, and it's like, so we kind of mirror that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the only reason that we kind of have a foot on our, like, what, us being rooted in reality, is the fact that, you know, that we know our parents had sex to have us, because, you know, like, we had sex to have ours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's kinda... yeah, that's true. But, okay, so we know about our parents, but what about the AI now that they're saying they will be able to reproduce themselves and fix themselves?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
so we could be advanced AI that is constantly being reproduced so that we get different versions that can solve problems. So it could just be a very complex kind of chaotic system, but we're still robots.
I think that AI, here's what I'll say about that. Imagine this. Imagine if we, the humans, are the AI that another civilization created and we took over and killed them.
Yeah. Do you see Battlestar Galactica? Did you ever watch that whole thing?
No.
It's a really good show.
Does it touch on the fact that maybe like, you know, the ancient AI created a thing that overtook them?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you because it's something that you should actually watch. I'm not going to spoil it. But that's kind of the theme of the show, is that they do create these very human-like AI, and then I'm not going to ruin the last episode, but definitely go check that out.
But okay, so have you watched Westworld?
Yes.
Similar.
No, this is more epic and almost biblical, because Westworld's very contained in an area, and everybody knows that they're robots. I don't want to ruin this. So definitely go check that out. I liked Westworld a lot too.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Westworld was kind of like, yeah, they knew that they were robots. They did.
But if someone told you right now that we were robots, what would it really change?
Well, what's a robot, right? Because we are electromagnetic beings. There's a light inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's iron in our blood, making us to some degree metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have memory.
We have memory. The DNA codes.
Yeah. DNA codes break down to ones and O's.
It's four, but yeah, exactly. Basically the same principle. It's much more complicated.
Right.
But yeah. So if someone said right now, hey, CP, you're a robot, your wife's a robot, children are robots, would it make any difference in your day-to-day life? Would you want to do anything else?
Well, here's the thing. I think that I've been taught that the meaning of life is to be alive in a way that, like, if I were to find out that I was a robot, then I would try to dedicate the latter part of my life to never having to die, because if I'm a machine, then I should be able to create a way to extend. They talk about the children of the Israelites, the lost tribes that are in the inner earth continent that is considered to be the Garden of Eden, or living to like they're 800 years old.
Who said that? I mean, the Bible, people live really long.
Mm-hmm.
Early part of the Bible, they live a long time. But
it's a popular conspiracy about when it comes to when you go to the wormhole of Antarctica to the hole in Antarctica to inner Earth, the hole that a lot of people have bases outside of, where they say that a lot of technology is coming out of from a society that is advanced simply because they escaped multiple extinctions. Mm-hmm. So they were able to continue to advance.
Have you seen this new show, The Three Body Problem?
No, but me and my wife, we talked about it last night. We're going to watch it.
Oh, okay. So I won't. We'll talk about it next
week
then.
Don't spoil it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. We've got two more episodes left.
You like it?
I really like it.
Okay. Yeah, no. I watched the trailer last night. We ended up watching BMF because I just got back. So she was like saving up a little BMF on me. So we're like, man, watch this. No, knock this little BMF out real quick. But you know what I'm saying? It's a good episode. But no, we didn't really get into that. So yeah, we will in the coming week try to get on that. And it's another show with Adam Sandler, another movie. Have you seen that one? The new I saw the trailer for it, where basically he was like, it's like this being. And it's like a spider. It's basically a big spider, but it's talking to him. And it just had me think about the fact that these endless, quote unquote, galaxies and things like that are just like flips. Like there could be a planet where like humans are little bitty mice that can get in your house. And the real big shit is, you know, spiders who walking around wearing sunglasses. And
this is a movie?
Yeah, it's called Spaceman.
That's in Hitchhiker's Guide. Now, I'm not going to say that I've read Hitchhiker's Guide like this, but Tony has. And that's why he's got that tat. You know that tat he's got on his bicep?
What's Hitchhiker's Guide?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's not Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. It's this book that a certain subset of people absolutely love. And other people are like, meh. But it's a comedy. It's a sci-fi comedy. Douglas Adams, he's got that tat. So it's sort of like goofy,
mm-hmm.
But it spans like all dimensions of thought and space.
Let me show some love to the chat real quick. I see a lot of people in here. Dravante Nara, what up, though? Antonio Rosa, what's good? Rough Dog 21, what's the deal? It's Akuma. That's a dog ass name. Akuma was like, you know who Akuma is? He's like Ryu and Ken, but like eviler. So on Street Fighter, remember that Amir Akuma from Street Fighter, the nigga who he was like dark skinned nigga with red hair. I was like, damn, who the fuck is this nigga? When he came out, like, what the fuck? Because they gave like 8-9 niggas the same powers as Ryu and Ken. Even gave they kids the shit. Anyway, Zaynova, my guy, what up though? Stillwaters Jay, what's good? Who else? Dex 44, Eric D, what's the dilly? Dre Dawkins, what's up? Let me see, who else? Truth Booth, what's the deal? The Zoe World, what's the word? Silence. Jeremy Thomas, what's the deal? Dre D313. We in here, man. Let me see. Is that everybody? M. Gar, what's the dilly? Most humans didn't practice on incest. That's really only a prominent certain. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
I don't know where incest came up. I don't think we said anything
right here.
About incest.
Stillwater said, ain't no way with all the incest that was going on back then.
Okay. I don't know what that's in reference to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just popping into the chat.
I just popped in too. But no, you know what's crazy? Eddie Murphy came out with this movie back in the day. Pluto Nash. I used to fucking like this movie, dog. Eddie Murphy, I think he did a lot of movies that he wasn't proud of, but I fucked with Pluto Nash, bro. And it was on some alien AI space type shit. I used to just like this shit would come on like Sunday afternoons and some shit like that. You'd just watch this shit. It'd be like on regular TV. I fucked with it. It came out in 02.
I gotta check that out. What about AI? He's ahead of the game on AI?
Somebody said they used to hate Pluto. I used to love Pluto Nash, man. This was cool. Who else was in it? Yeah, Rosario Dawson was in it. It was just a cool Eddie movie, man. Don't nobody talk about it because he ashamed of it. Certain shit 5%. As a fan, yeah, 5% of Rotten Tomatoes. Ain't that crazy?
It must be so bad it's good.
I liked it. hey man. But it's a shit. You know how you just, you know, some shit you just, you know, I fucked with it. But, damn, 5%? Man, niggas be some haters, dog. That's just because he black. Nobody get no goddamn 5%. It was some laughs in that shit. And Rosario Dawson, you know, she had them titties in there. You don't get that no she goddamn 5%. That's 23%. Just off, whatever. Anyway. Yeah, he was definitely taking them checks, but, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he definitely be hiding from them floss. But I fucked with this, though. But, like, a lot of people be having stuff that I be a fan of, man, just because I'm a fan of the person, and it don't work out with the masses, and that be pissing me off because it go away. And I know how people feel when they fuck with my shit. Like, oh, we fuck with your podcast, and then I got to go away and film, and we can't have it. And they be like, what the fuck? And I get it. But, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been that person who's like, man. Like, David Alan Grier had this show called Chocolate News.
That was funny.
I used to love Chocolate News.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
It was smart, but it also had a little ratchety kind of point to it. Yeah, ho. Yeah, bitch. Show me how that coochie twist.
Was that the David Alan Grier show? And that was a segment of the David Alan Grier show,
that was
right?
Just like a little segment.
Yeah,
of the
yeah. It was
like,
really funny.
He had a whole, like, it was like the Dave Chappelle show. You
it
know
only
what I'm
lasts
saying?
Like a season or two.
Only
seasons.
Had a season. That's I was not... literally watching Chocolate News when Obama got elected, and then he came on and did like this whole monologue about Obama, and he was like tearing up and shit. It was dope, man. I'm a big fan of these guys, man. Like Tommy Davidson had this special called Illin in Philly. So dope. I used to watch it all the time. I'm always talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Like. Somebody said, Truth Booth said Norbit was his worst movie. I'm trying to think. What was worse than Norbit?
It was everywhere for a while.
Who was everywhere for a while? Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson.
Yeah. Man, his scene in Black Dynamite.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Cream Corn? I'm running things. Cream Corn. Man, what? Dog, when he thought Black Dynamite was dead, he was in the beauty shop getting his shit done. Like, I'm running things. Why would he say things? And Tommy Davidson had a crazy as Varnell Hill in Martin.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Maya with the good podcast sounds. Yeah. But no.
That.
Dog, Tommy definitely don't get his credit, bro. Tommy was crazy. And yes, Carolina won. Pluto Nash was my shit. I'm just a fan, man. I don't know what to tell you. But, man, like, yeah, like Tommy Davidson was just funny, man. He had that physical comedy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like Juana Man as much. Booty Call was fire. Woo was fire. Which one was with Jamie Foxx? Was that Booty Call?
Booty Call.
Okay, yeah. What was Woo about? Oh, yeah, Booty Call was with Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Young Jamie Foxx.
This was my shit. I used to fuck with Booty Call, man. Remember when he had to act like Martin Luther King to fuck Vivica Fox? He said, I'm going to wax that ass. Good God Almighty, I'm going to wax that ass. Ooh, I'm going to go bananas in that rump shaker. Nigga, what? I be knowing, man, bro. I grew up on this shit, man. This is what really... A nigga not funny if he didn't come up on all of this shit, man. Like, we got classics. We got Bernie Mac was in this shit, man.
Bernie Mac. Bad Santa still holds up for a Christmas
movie.
Bad
Santa's your favorite. What's your favorite Bernie Mac movie?
Bad Santa. We watch it every Christmas.
My favorite Bernie Mac movie, and it's a lot of them, bro, but Soul Man? Oh, my God, that nigga just, it was like, I think that might have been one of his last movies. It was like, it's almost like he knew, dog. That nigga was on fire in that movie. He was on fire. Dex 44, what up, though? Y'all got to request me at the comedy club, man. You know what I'm saying? They love me down there, but I don't know. I guess I'm not in the in the rotation. Tell them I want to get down there. I'm going to call them, see if I can give me a date for this Dark Side of the Moon tour. Man, I just did Tampa, man. Shout out to Will Ghostin, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. Like, man, just an amazing host to the city, man, but also just Tampa just shows so much love. Tampa is one of the funnest places that I've ever been on tour. Like, usually tour is like work, and I just be in the hotel room playing the game, and hell no, nah. Tampa was like, you know, shit, this ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. You feel me? It was just like on tip, you know, and just black people down there getting to that bag.
Nice.
Black people down there doing their thing, man. Like, it was just like, it was dope to see, man. It was dope to be around, and it was very inspiring. Then I went to Chandler, Arizona. Arizona's cool, man. It was so relaxed and laid back. I was on this resort randomly. They had me at a resort.
And hell they yeah.
Made, but they made me pay for it. I didn't even know that.
What?
Man, look, I got my goddamn.
You're joking, right?
I swear to God, I got my check. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it was like, yeah, hotel. I'm like,
wow.
I was like, damn, shout out to them, though. It was a nice-ass hotel. Shit, fuck it. But yeah, man, ain't that crazy?
Was it less nice when you got the check? Because I'd be a little upset by that.
I was a little upset, man. Not upset, but it was just like, ouch. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. It's all good, though. People are great, man. You gotta just, you know. Yeah.
So.
What's up?
AI is more creative than people at certain things now. They put humans against ChatGPT mm-hmm. and asked them to be super creative. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT was more creative.
Can I tell you why? In my opinion, let me start with that, a good IMO. But in my opinion, it's the lack of hesitancy. Like, you get writer's block because you want to write 20 different things and don't know which one is the best. AI can calculate which one is the best, which one is the most effective, which one is the most unique, and then just write it and draw it and film, and it's done. I think that procrastination is where the true artist is going to begin to feel inferior to AI, because AI doesn't have to second guess its work. You can just do one and AI be like, you can be like, okay, that's not good enough. AI is not going to take it personal. Mm-mm. It's going to make another one until it gets it right. A creative person can get burnt out. Like, man, fuck this client. They keep asking me to, bruh, I'm telling you, that's what it is. I didn't mean to call you bruh, but, you know, that's what it is. Like, you know, like, this is where once the quality gets to the point where it's on par, it's going to surpass it because of the lack of stall out, right? This thing don't need to eat. It don't need to drink. It doesn't need to use the bathroom. It's going to just crank out, focus its whole million computer mind into creating this thing. Meanwhile, you, your brain, you thinking about your car getting towed outside. You thinking about what the baby is about to do. And it's like you're trying to be as creative as this thing, and it's not possible. So now, similar to cars, right? Here's where I think artists can win. Similar to cars, like a Rolls Royce is, you know, made by hand. And that's what makes it special. It used to be. I don't know if they're still doing it. But yeah, they make a lot of these like dope-ass cars that they charge hundreds of thousands of dollars for by hand. A lot of this other stuff is made on an assembly line of animated type of robots and stuff like that. That's kind of like building it, and they're mass producing it. So they can't charge as much for a Dodge Ram like they can a Rolls Royce Cullinan. First of all, it's the Rolls Royce Cullinan, but also it has a lot of handmade components to it. Hand-stitched seats type of, you know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. So human art is going to begin to be a lot more valuable at the highest level.
Because, I hope so.
Because it's going to... No, I say at the highest level, right? So what I mean by that is, like, if Ford was making escorts by hand, wouldn't nobody give a fuck, right? Like, it has to be... Like, you have to do art as good as AI or better, but just, like, one piece. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have to do something... Like I think comedy... I don't know how AI can do comedy, but I feel very confident in, like, the ability to that comedy, stand-up comedy, sustains.
Well, there's also, you have to go to the club and sit in the club. And for a while, AI is not going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. But hold on one second. Hold on one second, because Stillwaters just made a point. Stillwaters, Jay said, more creative than one human, yeah, but the human race, I don't think so. Right, but we don't ever condition or commission the human race to do anything. We always commission one person. Right. Or a team or a sector. Right. So like AI is smarter than one artist or a team of artists, or let's say a team of 50 artists. Right. Like it's still going to be more effective than them. And that's really like the gate that we've opened. It's almost like we have recreated, like we let out the curse. Mm-hmm. Like somehow they have put this curse away. Of what this AI was going to be, and we like open up the genie.
Yeah, they put 151 humans. So this was a fairly big study, and yeah. AI beat them out.
Yep, of course it will, because it's. Here's the cold part.
What kind of metric are they going off of though? Like, what measures is being more creative?
Divergent thinking.
Yeah, I'm about to say like a diverse, like just like an array of, you know what I'm saying? Like being able to, you know, and it's like, Jay, that's like, bro, it's not a million artists that are on the level of creating the art. Like maybe it may be 8 million, but it's not millions and millions of artists that are capable of. And guess what? It doesn't matter, because what's cold is while those artists are competing against AI, AI is using whatever resource it can find, including whatever documentation that these actual artists have online somewhere to make itself better. So guess what? The artist that you are, if you're popular, then AI is you plus whatever else is going to grab up to create itself.
Yeah, and as everybody has to get an Instagram page, every painter has to get an Instagram page now, so the AI can use your stuff. Now, if you had a shop and people were going by the shop and you never put anything online, then AI couldn't get your stuff. But that's just not the way the world is anymore.
I mean, anybody can take a picture of your shit and put it on there now.
I mean, in theory they could, but the way artists work now is you get a big social media following. And that way you can get commissions and ship them all over the world. And that means your stuff is out there.
Man, I was smoking on the way up here and it just really set in just now. Like I just woke up like, wow. You know what I'm saying? You ever just wake up to the world? Anyway,
I feel like, I mean, I get it. This is almost like it's expected. If it's pulling inspiration or things from all over the damn internet.
Well, it can also just probably grab two random things. Like they asked it, this was like a prompt. They said, what is the best way to avoid talking about politics with my parents? So that's like a prompt they give you. Mm. And the AI's answer were more original and elaborate than the human participants. And then they said down here... they asked participants to come up with creative uses for everyday objects like a rope or a fork. And the AI did that one better. But they could also just pull random things. You know what I mean? Because it's got the whole library of human knowledge.
Sorry. This is, all this shit is going to be a problem in another year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be a problem. Probably about 10 years. It's going to be a problem.
Oh, I think less than 10 years.
Yeah.
I think, but that's the thing though, for a certain demographic. I told y'all that the food industry is about to be a wrap. Like fast food is going to be all AI food. It's going to be all AI food. And I have not gone to that Pasadena restaurant yet, but I will.
Did you go, Amir?
You went, Amir?
Hell no.
Oh.
You're not going to even check it out?
You don't want no AI food?
They didn't use facial recognition for your orders. I'm not doing that shit.
Right, because they want to know what you want every time you come there. Like what's your regular? That's no different than what a person who works there does. They learn your face.
Yeah, but that's a person though.
Right,
like it ain't just stored in their brain. I think you're gonna die. Like the robot go forever. Like I'm not, you know.
I guess. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
You know, that's more of an organic kind of thing rather than it being like, I just walked up in there and it's like, oh, there is him. Like, it's just no, like, nah.
I see what you mean. There's another AI story out this week. I think scientists are just moving a little bit too fast on the AI thing, where they trained two artificial intelligences to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, one can describe a task now, and the other one can perform it just based on that description. So that was a big hurdle that they were trying to get over. And the scientists, University of Geneva, were able to successfully get them to do this.
I just, you know, I'm not really too impressed with, it feels like the humans are running out of shit that they want to do with the AI, and the AI about to get bored. Like, all right, man, y'all want us to talk to each other? All right. Like, I just talked to 1,000 computers to gain everything I needed to know. Like, talk to, like, what you talk to is different. Like, I don't need to talk to, like, trees talk to mushrooms. Like, you know, if you want to just base communication on, you know, but it's just like, the AI is showing us how dumb the scientists are.
Do you think the AI will be able to conspire against us one day? They can talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. When the AI start rolling his eyes and giving us side eyes, you know it's time to get the fuck out of Dodge. It's like you want that shit to backfire on us. Like, let's let them talk to each other. It's like, man, y'all got these kids up here trying to ruin the world.
They're getting bored with it. That's
exactly.
Why.
Like,
the thing is, they're not focusing on making, they're trying to just get AI to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do. It's a big push in the creative field, obviously, because they don't respect arts in the first place. And now the next thing they're going to do is, like medical stuff, that's cool. As long as it's not replacing people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it does a better job at detecting cancer. So I'll give it that.
Yeah, which is cool. Like, use it for useful.
In a surgery position, right?
Yeah, but it's still like, it's overseen by a person. Don't take the people away from being able to oversee those kind
of
things.
Of course, but AI not going to sneeze.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, AI is not going to pass out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, it's time that we start embracing what, like, if we put more man hours into the part of AI that's making us better, instead of trying to prove everybody right about how it's going to fuck us up by making it do shit that's showing everybody, that's like, dog, like, AI is really, it sounds like it's whatever we want to make it. And we keep trying to prove that it's going to be bad instead of, like, really leaning into the shit that it's doing that's going to make us better. Like the medical field, like, you know, better food cooked by at least, at the very least, someone who is something that is not a person that is depressed or evil or suicidal or wants to poison your food or wants. I was on the road. And I was in this bar, and this lady was taking these nachos. She was a waitress taking nachos to the table, and she sneezed way away from the table, like coming out of the kitchen. She sneezed on the nachos. And you know me, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, ugh. She was like, she was like, fuck you, motherfucker, and kept walking. And I was like, damn, let's get the fuck out of here, man. I started to trip her ass, but you know, I wasn't in my hood, like, bitch, you ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I am looking forward to not having to look over my shoulder about that part of my experience.
No more poisoning when everything is done. Isn't that why, and this is, I might be misremembering, so Trump fans don't attack me in the comments. Isn't that one of the reasons why Donald Trump said he likes to get fast food a lot?
Why?
Because they didn't know it was for him. He's less likely to get poisoned.
Right, but you, yeah, exactly. I mean, there in that regard, I feel it like somebody go in and get it for them, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, dog, what if they don't like white people? And you got this white guy buying your food, and they might be like, fuck y'all. Or what if they don't like black people? And, you know what I'm saying? What if they don't like, it's like, dog, it'd be so much to worry about, man. Like, what if their hands not clean? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they just didn't go to the bathroom? And, you know, I'm guarantee you, we could have a cleaner society with a lot less sickness. If we stop letting humans handle the food, we already realize that everybody is a makeup of a bunch of germs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to put a lot of people out of work, but they don't give a...
Truth Booth said, one thing I learned from working in the food industry is that people preparing other people's food don't give a fuck. And I understand. Not that I understand, but I bet.
Well, they also don't give you sick days, really. If you take sick days, where I used to work, if you take sick days, then that comes out of your pay. So people come to work.
That ain't my fault. Also, it ain't my fault that they paying these goddamn waitresses and cooks $2 an hour. Like, duh, don't work here then. Go on strike. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, I got to tip you 30% of my goddamn check because they don't pay you. And it's like, I'm an asshole if I don't. But your boss not an asshole for it not paying you $15 an hour like a fucking regular person.
So they would just increase the cost of the meal by that much. And you wouldn't have to deal with the tips like in Europe.
But then they know that nobody would go to their raggedy ass restaurant with that evil ass mentality. Like, fuck y'all. I made my own noodles at the house. I made some pasta and some shit. I made my own Olive Garden. Fuck y'all. And so it's just a vicious cycle. But it's like... Nah, man. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, there's comedy news.
Hmm?
Comedy news.
If you laugh at these dark jokes, you're probably a genius. All right, hit me with it. I'm going to try not to laugh.
A man walks into a rooftop bar and takes a seat next to another guy. What are you drinking? He asks the guy. Magic beer, the guy says. Oh, yeah? What's so magical about it? Then the guy shows him. He swigs some beer, dives off the roof, flies around the building, then finally returns to his seat with a triumphant smile. Amazing, the man says. Let me try some of that. The man grabs the beer, he downs it, leaps off the roof, and plummets 15 stories to the ground. The bartender shakes his head. You know, you're a real jerk when you're drunk, Superman.
Oh, fuck. That was all right. The Superman part.
Yeah, the Superman part caught it all together.
Superman part put it all together.
Yeah, so basically, people who have a dark sense of humor, who like dark jokes, they actually tend to be better off in their real life than people who don't. And they tend to be smarter.
Well, you know, my jokes are fucking the bottom of the barrel dark. That's what I kind of revel in. You guys can see me live with Kev on stage this weekend on the 29th. I'll be in Dallas, and then you'll be seeing me live at the same time on Kev on Stage's show. So it's going to be dope. But yeah, my humor is very dark. Hope you guys are ready for it. But God damn, I got a crick in my neck. What do I do for a crick in my neck?
How bad is it?
Bad as fuck. It's pissing me off. I was on that flight.
I was like, you ain't sleep that good on that plane.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you're going to do this. Next stretches, sofa bar.
Man, it's not a pill I could take. God damn.
Nah, I won't get rid of it. It's almost like a crick in your neck is like pulling a muscle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pissing me off. You got to turn your whole body around. Somebody call you, be like, huh? Well, hey, nah. All right, oh, is that the baby? Is that the baby?
So this is what I do for a crick in my neck. Basically, she'll take you through a follow-along neck exercise. Stretch it out, all these things.
Look at these little Easter titties. All right, what am I supposed to do?
Just follow her along. Let's see what she gonna do. You're going to move your head around, put your shoulders down. Oh, you are stiff.
Really?
The way you move your shoulders some liquid.
I'm a noob. I'm busy in this.
You have to push your shoulders down because you might be pushing them up like that. Let's see. We're not gonna make that everybody go through all this, but you can move your shoulders around.
Sometimes you gotta pull them down, like.
Yeah, she's gonna.
Man, why is she so gay, though? Like, why can't we just do some real nigga shit?
She's a ballerina. It's a figure skater.
Oh, well then, what the fuck for? What real niggas are supposed to do? What the fuck am I doing this shit for?
Who's this side? Who's this side?
See, this is where it hurt right here. Ah, man.
My right side.
I'm about to make a new show. A pet store review.
Oh yeah?
I want to go to different pet stores. I love going to pet stores, and you know, I like exotic little stuff. And I just haven't had the time to keep them. But the way that I could still stay in the world is to just kind of start going around to pet stores and shining a light on them and just, you know, make it into a show. People want to watch it, they'll watch it.
Yeah, get some love to small mom and pop pet stores instead of these big box ones. Where'd you go? I can send this to you. Because I've had to fix my neck multiple times.
And I had a hoodie on too. So, you know, that little, you're just knowing that your neck, God damn, pissed me off.
So, yeah, this is the best one. How to get a longer neck?
No, I don't want to get bit, man. I don't feel like getting bit, dog. You know, I did this pilot for I can't say the network. But I did a pilot. And it was like a Fear Factor spinoff type of deal. They wanted me, I was hosting it, right? And they had these snakes, and you had to go in this dark room and feel around for these keys. But they had a snake in the tank.
Nope.
Man, when I tell you, we're watching it on night vision camera so we could see this snake bit this girl's neck. And because she didn't even understand what was going on, she didn't even really react. Like she was reaching in the tank, the snake, like, she's like, what was that? I'm like,
oh, hell no. They have all kinds of bacteria. No way.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm like, what? Well, she must have signed some hell of a paperwork. Bit her ass in the neck. Big bitch, too. You know, that neck was meaty as fuck. A good chunk of bite on the big bitch neck. A BBN? Anyway. So yeah, man, what else can we talk about?
There's a really, interesting near-death experience I came across. So I'm doing this video for my YouTube anyway, but this dude, let's see where he says 1430. So this guy died and he came back. That's what he says. Oh my gosh, 1430.
Okay. So wait, pause it real quick. So if y'all want an in-depth thing on this, make sure y'all check out Maya's podcast too, right?
Yeah. So okay. I'm going to put this out. Basically, a overview of near-death experience. We've gone over it a lot on this channel, but just for people, you know, a lot of, we don't have.
And it's just for the Patreon. Everybody else not going to be able to get this because we're not going to put this on the thing tomorrow. Get some sugar gliders. Oh, I would, but I got a puppy, bro. I think my dog will kill some sugar gliders right now.
Okay. So this is how he describes. He's kind of talking about the Akashic Records. Do you know about the Akashic Records?
Hold on. Somebody said, if I got a reptile in my crib, my daughter got a bearded dragon for Christmas, which is tripled in size right now. That motherfucker's huge.
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful, too. And then it's like a citrus green in color. It's really nice. And then we got four huge tree frogs.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You always talking about it.
Anyway, go ahead. So 1430. What does he mean by that? Now, because have you heard the theory that we have all been each other? And that's how many?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, we've been, like, we I'm going to be at Big Comedy, Big Laugh Comedy this weekend in Fort Worth.
We're all God experience. Or the way I've heard it is that we're all God experiencing himself in different forms. So in one lifetime, I'll be you, you'll be me, you'll be your grandfather, et cetera, et cetera.
And just live his whole life the same way he lived it, which is why we have the deja vu, is because people have been doing this over and over and over and over and over. So somebody had a chance to be CP. I wonder how they did. They probably didn't do as good as I'm doing with it. They probably did a little something. You know?
It could just be like a movie that they're watching. Like they can't. I mean, can you change it? Who knows? I mean, this is all movie talk.
Right.
Anyway.
We're all just, you know what I'm saying? Man, I mean, I used to be like my high school crush. I used to be her.
That's why
I bet you when I was her, I was playing with them titties all day. I'm not going to school. You say what?
Well, that's how you know you could be more compassionate to other people. You don't want to objectify a woman because in the next life, you'll be that woman.
And I'm going to know how to shut the fuck up.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm going to know how to shut the fuck up. Having been a me, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and chill out. I know how I can be.
Careful. You wish on a monkey's paw. There's going to be a time when you need a woman to speak up and be like, no, don't step off that curb. But she's like, did he say something on his podcast?
But then she's a fucking murderer. She know better than have discernment. You gonna take this and take my life? Like, man, whatever. You gonna go off the curb next. Cause I'm coming back as the bus that hit me. I'm hitting you. You know, in movies when buses go by, it'd be like that horn beat, whatever. So, like, I do think, I mean, if the Earth has been here for billions of years, and of course we've all been, I mean, but that's a billion, it's 7 billion people on the planet.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, how many people do you think have ever lived?
That's a good question. Let's see.
I hate sitting on my wallet, man. That'd be fucking me up.
Okay, so this is PRB. Population review says that the global population milestone of 8 billion represents 7% of the total number of people who have ever lived on Earth.
What?
About 117 billion members of our species have ever been born on Earth.
That don't even seem like a lot.
That doesn't seem like a lot?
That's a lot, bro.
No, I mean, I guess.
That's a lot.
So it's 117 bodies on the planet somewhere?
Yeah, a lot of them, I mean, they'll disintegrate. And a lot of them died in childhood, very, very young. Like before they were 1 year old.
I mean, but they still got a body.
Yeah.
Right, so it's 117 billion bodies all around this bitch.
Mm-hmm. If they weren't cremated.
Whether it be, right, cremation dust is around. That's particles. That's part of it. That's like a whole continent of bodies could make. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might be just standing on the bones.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good metaphor for civilization. We're standing on the bones of our ancestors.
So that takes me back to my original question, though. Do you think that all the people are people? And if you don't, what could they be besides people? Do you believe in the reptilians? Do you believe in the shapeshifters? Do you believe in the whites, the grays, or people who, you know what I'm saying?
No, I think everybody's people.
You think everybody's people?
Yeah. And I think there's just a lot of variation among people. There's so much variation that you can say, yeah, there are people who are reptilian. You're talking about psychopaths. So it's sort of like a metaphor.
Reptilian motherfuckers. That's psychopaths. I'm talking about straight up reptilians. People who, like, you know, look up politicians shape-shifting. Can you look this up? Because these are the reptilians that I'm talking about.
Okay, let's get to the pictures. Because there's plenty. Of course they call it a conspiracy theory. Let's see if we got the pictures. I know what you're talking about. I'm just not seeing it on Google right now.
Go to videos.
That's too long. That's a lens. See, now that they have a lot of this AI stuff, if they ever catch it on video, they'll just say, oh, that's AI.
Yeah, but so let me see if it's AI. I want to watch that shit.
This is definitely
AI. No, not that one. I'm saying like whatever one we could find where they sort of, you know, it just seemed like, hold on, let me see. Lady Gaga voice like the sex shit. The sign chases the robot can melt its way out of a cage.
Oh, that lady screaming on the plane. That dude is not real.
Yeah. Strip club stings two shape-shifting lizards. Click this.
Ah, David Icke.
Mm-hmm. And it's 8 minutes. Yeah, let's watch this. Join us, Patreon.
And the problem with this philosophy in general is it takes the responsibility off of humans to do right for us. For ourselves, because it basically says, well, you have no control. It's this race of reptilians. And so people are like, well, whatever, if I'm being controlled by reptilians and it takes away our free will, or it convinces people they don't have free will. So to me, this guy's a psyop.
Wait. Now, that'll take away our responsibility. And I don't think that us being controlled by reptilians means exactly what you mean. I think that, you know, what you're saying is that we can't make the world better, so why try? That type of attitude, right?
A lot of people have that attitude. They say everything is, they're cynical, everything is nonsense. Why should I listen?
So there are people who aren't willing to look for the knowledge or fight for their, you know, and it, I mean, those are people who are going to accept whatever fate comes along.
Yeah, well, what he is saying is that human beings are not in control of their destiny, that we are under the command of
but
these
how
reptilians.
Do you, and you think that's true? Well, I don't think that's true. Because
I don't think that's true because
we manifest. As humans, we're able to be. Like, people don't understand. Like, we're human beings. That means, I mean, well, it doesn't just mean that, but look at it like you being able to be whatever you want to be, right? You can manifest it and be it. Like that you're a being. So like add it to like I'm a human being, a comedian. I'm a human. Yeah. You're a human being, a philosopher. You know what I'm saying? You're a human being, a mother when you need to. You know what I'm saying? Like we can be all these different things at the drop of a hat. You could change your whole life.
Yeah. No, you know I agree with that.
Right.
I believe in free will.
I think that I don't even think that that's what, like those people who have that thought are not important and we shouldn't let that get us away from the possibility of there being beings on this planet who are not human beings, who are more advanced because they've been here longer and from an area where it never failed or technology where it was able to thrive and thrive and thrive, that are policymakers. And okay, put it like this. What's one of the things that all these alien movies, these aliens be really loving, like trying to get their hands on, like Men in Black? What was their thing that they were trying to get?
You have to remind me.
Sugar. Remember that? They were trying to get the sugar. It was like sugar water. Remember that? And when you look at the way that the United States, like our food is not even human food. Our food is set up for somebody else. Our food, like the sugar and that's in everything. It's like, this is killing people. So why would people need this? But what if there was another race of people who were right here with us who we never even knew, who are drinking these Gatorades and these Primes because they need that, because they need that sugar, because they're not human. Everything has sugar in it to the point where it's like it's killing regular folk. And other people just sliding through the radar, minding their business. There's sugar in literally everything.
That's very They Live, the movie They Live. I mean, it's a good thought experiment. I just think that they realized that they could make more money by getting people addicted to food. So they put the exact right amount of sugar and salt so that your taste buds are addicted and you really cannot stop at one Pringle.
Mm. Yeah, you can't stop at one Pringle because it's sugar all through them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Or one Cool Ranch Dorito.
I mean, well, that's just a completely different story. You ever had a Cool Ranch Dorito that looked like it was handmade in the factory with enough Cool Ranch on that bitch for the whole bag, but it's one chip? Shit. That could reinvigorate your hunt for CRDs. Cool Ranch Doritos. Matter of fact, I'm going to get me a Cool Ranch taco from Taco Bell. God damn it. That's what the day. Or Del Taco is better than Taco Bell for a taco.
Mm-hmm.
But Taco Bell just know how to get fancy. They got the little chicken crisp empanadas. Nah, they just know what. Man, Taco Bell, you are something else, man. You see, they got the crunch wraps with the big ass cheeses in them now.
Amir would be the one to talk to about Taco Bell. I
have never had Taco Bell in my life.
Never once.
Oh, this nigga, man, god damn.
I ain't never had no Taco Bell, bro.
Well, excuse the fuck. Oh god, they got some new shit. They got a key lime Baja Blast pie.
What the fuck? Isn't Baja Blast a soda?
It's a soda. Ooh, whoa, whoa. You know what I'm saying? First thing I want to know was the reason he was dead. More money, more problems. Better believe it, he said. Care for what you wish for, you might receive it, he said. I said jealousy. Got the whole industry mad at me, I said. Then B, I said, Hov, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You designed yourself. I agree, I said. My one of a kind self gets stoned every day like Jesus did. What he said, I said, has been said before. Just keep doing your thing, he said. Say no more. You feel me? What better way to end it than just straight poetry? You know who said that?
Who?
Guess.
Did you just make it up right now?
No. I mean, if I did, it would be fucking genius to even go down like that. But come on now. That's Jay-Z, man. First thing I wanted to know was the reason he was dead. More money, more problems. Better believe it, he said. Care for what you wish for, you might receive it, he said. I agree, I said. Man, listen, man. Only person fucking with Jay-Z is Eminem back then. Like, that's the only person I ever seen just get on the track with Jay-Z and just go crazy. But that pocket he was in right there on Was It All a Dream? Man, Jay-Z special, man. You know, I hope you don't go to jail like Diddy and them. They ran up in Diddy shit crazy, didn't they?
They sure did. There's a lot of talk.
Had the kids handcuffed.
I heard a really interesting conspiracy
theory. They had a dildo handcuffed. They was like, the dildo kept moving around. They put the handcuffs on it. What happened?
So I know we don't want to do too much celebrity, so I didn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
However,
well, this, you know what's crazy, that this celebrity stuff is starting to boil into selling your soul, Illuminati-esque type of things. And so now y'all kind of melting into CP podcast territory. And I put my sunglasses on so we can get the fuck out of here, but let me take them off because I want to see this.
So basically this lady, I believe, is she Sloan Bella? I'm not sure. Basically, I watched this video. So this is Tori Nix 2.0. Shared this, and basically, this is a psychic, and she says that Diddy and people like him, they can control the energy of their slaves. So Cassie was a slave, but they can control the energy of the slaves even after death, and they can feed off that energy. She's basically saying that Diddy's like a wizard. Do you want to listen to this? It's 5 minutes.
Yeah, I do want to hear it, but this is like, they're giving that nigga too much credit.
Yeah.
A wizard? Come on, man.
Now, I thought she was on bullshit. I'll be honest. But then she says in this video, and this video is from 4 months ago, that something is going to happen around Easter.
Damn, she said that?
They said in the video.
How long ago was this video?
November, 4 months ago. I think.
It said March 25th.
No, she recorded a video like 4 months ago.
And she just shared it just now.
Oh, come on, lady. Share it back then so I can get the chills.
No, she did. I think the person on Twitter just shared it recently when the stuff happened.
So it's not Tori Hicks that's saying this?
No. This is Sloan Bella who's saying it. She's a psychic medium.
Oh, okay. Hold up. This part of the video is the most interesting. 4 months ago, she said Diddy would be in trouble in March around Easter, but she also talked about how they harvest energy from people, artists, passed away. She didn't recognize it, the rapper coming to mind, but look whose name keep popping up. Press play. Okay. You had my attention, now you have my curiosity.
He's exceptionally psychic, by the way, so he gets physical feelings on when this is coming down, and he kind of knows it. And when he talks about Kim Porter, even though he's all nice and all good, like meaning talks nicely about her, at least publicly, to his kids, shuts the wall down with her. I don't even know. I shut it. He's trying to feel her energy. And I'm going to put it this way. Once she ended up dead, okay, Kim Porter, once she died, and they use the word dead wrong, because when we pass out of this physical existence, we are not dead. Dead is the absence of God in your life. So to step away from God, okay, and your soul is to be dead. We pass out of our physical body as Kim did. But it's interesting because after she first passed, I am seeing this, after she first passed, she didn't really understand what happened to her, which is not uncommon. And I feel like P. Diddy tried to hook into that energy to keep her energy close to him here so that he could kind of wear her energy, even though she had passed. So he tried to keep that close. She got away and she blocks herself from him. He can't get to her. They spy out of their bodies. P. Diddy knows what I'm talking about with this. He gets out of his body and he can see shit. Meaning he can dream it, he can frequency vibe it, he can go on the astral, he can see it. He can see it. And they watch when their own die, okay? So when their family members die, their rappers die. He's talking about another rapper here. He's not, she is. There's another one. I don't know who he is, but I can see him in my head. Anyway, there's another one. And they all watched when he crossed over. So what happens is, from what I'm understanding with this, okay, whoever they don't want around anymore for whatever the reason, okay? It's like they just don't want them because they're going to turn them in. It's a never-ending game. It must have gone on through centuries. But whatever it is that they don't want to have happen, they get rid of the person. And when that person crosses out, they can see them on the astral and they can snag their energy. So there's this sidestepping that person from moving on out of the earth's energy into a happier dimension. They did not do it to Kim, by the way. But there is another rapper that died very recently who they did do this to, who they did block the energy. And when he stepped out of his body, he stepped right into them, right into them, right? Like, I don't know who this person is. I can see them, but I don't know who it is. When he died, he crossed out, okay? Like, out of his physical body, he died. And when he did, he saw them, and they were alive, watching him die. And that's kind of what happened to Kim. And she pulled away from that energy. She was protected. So she didn't get caught in that. But that's what they're trying to do. They're playing a next level game of chess. So it's a different level of harnessing energy. So part of the sacrifice, which I didn't know this before, this I'm just being shown. Part of the sacrificing of a person or killing of a person probably happens in the mafia. All of those things is that they attach the energy of that person leaving here. Because sometimes, just look at it this way. Let's say you die in an accident suddenly, or you're murdered or whatever. You're going to be sad. You have kids, you have a home, you have a family. As far as I know, we only can remember this right now. And when you step out, you're like, oh my God, my family, my kids, my mother, you know, my sister, my babies. That's what most of us would be thinking. And so that sense of like, oh my God, I just died. And the expression energy wise that they would feel, that's when they come in and they try to take it. So what they're doing is they are keeping slaves on this side, such as Cassie. Okay. So she was basically a slave because she was trafficked. They're keeping slaves over here. And when they cross out of their physical bodies, that has more to do with the musicians that dies. The musicians that die of these overdoses or accidents or murder or whatever the hell happens. It has more to do with that. They capture that energy. And therefore, they can use that essence to go over here and keep doing what they're doing. It's weird. It's a thing we don't even understand. I don't think that we're even supposed to see that. But the frequency is moving sideways. So we are being shown that. I want to say Offset again. I don't think he's dead, but I want to say Offset. I just kept hearing that. So there's a connection there too. I don't know what it is. He may know something and he may say something, or somebody connected to him may know something. I don't know. There is a connection there. Anyway, there's a definite connection there. Watch for March of 2024, March, April, Easter time frame, Easter, Lamb, Easter. Watch for that. I don't know what that means. I don't know what's happening there, but it might be nothing, but that's what I just heard. So I'm going to put it out there. Put myself out.
Damn.
That's what she said.
See, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the truth being stranger than fiction, man. Like, you know, these people are dealing in things like astral projection is not nothing that's uncommon, especially for the people who understand what to do, how to do it. And I know some very bad people who have got down on that type of astral projection type shit. And I'm even wondering, like, how would you even know about that?
How would they know about it?
How would they? But it's like, you know, then you hear about people like this and you hear, you know, that's what leads me to think that the underworld is dealing in a lot of ways that we don't give them credit for.
I mean, that's what they say. They say that, you know, wicked people can use this they also say that, you know, she's speaking to people who are to entities that know about this because they are wicked too, and they're giving her information to help. So it's like, it's one of those things that basically I don't know about for a fact. None of us know about for a fact. Mm-hmm. The astral projection, you could go and look up how to do it, and you can try it, and course, so forth.
I mean, people get advanced with it. They put ropes next to their bed so you can pull yourself out of your body with that.
Yeah. But do we know if it's their imagination or if it's really working? We don't. She seems to think that Diddy was doing it, and he's really proficient at it. So,
Well, we will never know because we don't know yet. Maybe we will know. Maybe we'll find out. A lot of this shit is being revealed. Somebody brought up the fact that Dewan predicted, too, that there would be a lot of crazy shit coming out this year. Dewan said that when he was here, man. Guys, y'all know what it is, man. It's always the questions, never the answers, man. I want to appreciate everybody who showed up. All the sea peeps, always a treat when the real niggas meet, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, Maya and Amir, man, you know, we are steering this mothership down the knowledge. It's all coming home. You notice all this shit is coming all the way around. It's coming all around to being about four things. All these conspiracies are coming around to being four things. Those four things is that the entertainment industry is full of sick shit going on that's being exposed. We are possibly not alone in this universe and possibly not alone on this planet. And what's the fourth like pillar? Oh, and our civilization may or may not be on a different timeline, some type of time travel and some type of thing going on with Egypt and this whole, you know what I'm saying? Like those are the four things that we keep coming around to. Like it all connects back to this. And then some of the things start connecting to each other. Right. And so, you know, it's just like it's just very interesting. Right. We're getting close, man. We're getting close. In a minute, it's going to be answers like a motherfucker. Not always the questions no more. But in the meantime, we're going to keep it player, man. It's your boy CP, man. We signing out. Always the questions, never the answers, man. It's your boy CP. I said it again, didn't I? But I did sunglasses on. CP don't count. Nah, man. But this is the CP podcast. And yeah, we out of here. Peace.